Letter and with Money Magazine. Gene, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Now, home buying rates are going through the roof. People are buying homes, men and women.
Right. New home sales came out again yesterday, and they are, again, skyrocketing up about 15% from last year.
And you've got a series of questions that women can ask to try to determine whether they should be buying a home. The first one being, is now the right time to buy? Everybody's been talking about, oh, the bubble. Is now the right time to buy?
There is no question that there are regional bubbles. If you live in a place where home prices have gone up 30% in the last couple of years, you probably want to make sure that you're at least going to live in this home for a long enough period of time so that you don't have to worry if prices come down a little bit, you'll have to sell in a hurry.
This next one's kind of interesting. Are you better off renting? And I always thought you're always better off buying, but not true?
Not necessarily. You have to remember there is a cost to the transaction. Mm-hmm. There, you got to pay the broker. There's a cost to moving. So if you're not going to be in this home at least 3 to 5 years, you may want to look at renting at this period of time because it won't give you, if you're in a place like the Northeast, mm-hmm. if you're in Boston, Minneapolis, where prices have skyrocketed, you may not have that cushion that you need in terms of time to get yourself out.
How much can you afford?
It's not just a question of the mortgage, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. That will be your big nut. But you've mm-hmm. got to remember, you are likely to need a percentage of the value of the home for maintenance each year. You've got to pay, as Sarah was saying, if the water heater goes and you need to fix it in a hurry. Your best bet, if you've got a girlfriend who bought her own house in the last year, ask her to open up her checkbook, mm-hmm. show you what she's paying for all of the costs of actually living there. That'll give you a really good idea.
This next one, you want to find out, is your FICO score good enough? What's a FICO score?
Your FICO score is your credit score. And basically, it's an indication of how much of a risk you will be to the bank. If you've got a great FICO score, you're going to be able to lock in a mortgage at under 6% over 30 years. If it's not so good, it's going to cost you a full percent more, and that's significant money.
And then there are a lot of mortgages out there, different kinds of mortgages. You have to ask which one's best for you, right?
Right. You want a mortgage where you're paying down some equity. I'm very worried at this point about these interest-only loans where people can pay and pay and pay for years and not end up actually owning any more of this house. So get yourself a plain 30-year mortgage, a 15-year mortgage, or a hybrid mortgage like the one Sarah took out.
All right. Gene Chatsky, thanks a lot.
Anytime.